Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my beautiful, sexy, horny, and hopefully kinky audience. Today, we're going to talk about why I love nipple play and nipple torture. Nipples. Nipples, nipples, nipples. And over the years, I've done quite a few episodes talking about nipples, all the variations of things you can do with nipples. I've talked about how my nipples like to be tortured and like to have pain. So go find all of those episodes. Okay. I also have on my BDSM membership, if you're like, oh, okay, well, I really want to understand about nipple torture and nipple pain and the how-tos and the safety, I have a whole section on nipple play and breast torture. So definitely go visit my BDSM membership site, which you can find on empressgaia.com. If you're like, well, how do I subscribe to that? You can go find it on empressgaia.com. Okay. So I recently gave a huge call out to all of my clients and past clients. And, as often I ask the audience, okay, I want feedback. I would love to hear, what kind of topics you want. And so I got an influx of some really good, topics to talk about. And one of them is why I love inflicting nipple pain and nipple play and torture. Someone was curious. They're like, we've heard why you like to receive it, but we've never really talked about why I like to do it. So, sorry about that. So that is what today's topic is. All about why do I love to play with nipples and play with them, tweak them, flick them, bite them, lick them, hang them from the ceiling, clamp them. Why? So I would say half of my clients seem to be pain sluts, which is yay for me being a sadist. Sexual sadist is great. Have some sexual masochism. Yay. We're like good fit. It's like we fit like a glove. And one of the things that really activate my sadist, my divine, sexy, mischievous, maniacal, sexual sadist within me, consensual, of course, is nipples. And it just, I can be like any gender nipples. I'm not really particular about, the gender of the nipples. All nipples are good. Little nipples, big nipples, long nipple, boy nipples, girl nipples, trans nipples, whatever. Cross-dressing nipples. All nipples are my friends. I like nipples. So, anyways, so back to the nipples. So, here's kind of, quite a funny story. So one of my clients is quite he sees a problem, and he loves to he loves to solve my problems, which is great. And often he'll come in with new inventions and new implements that will like solve a problem. So one of the problems with having especially little boy nipples is that, and if you get they get sweaty because we're having some lots of fun, that the typical clamps don't stay on because they're so small. And so, you know, he would bring in me different clamps every week. We'd have, all sorts of different clamps, clamps for, for industrial stuff, clamps for the kitchen. You know, clamp your bag of chips, or all sorts of different kinds of clamps. And we would test them because he has like tiny little nipples and he sweats a lot. So like I would get them on, and then they would like as soon as I apply any pressure, they would fall off. So one day, without him, thinking about how this may affect his life, for my birthday last year, he made me this beautiful picnic kit. So that, and not just in the picnic kit, was there this beautiful blanket that was waterproof, all the picnic basket with all of the, cutlery and, everything I could need to have like a beautiful, wonderful picnic. But also, he created this little kink kit that went in the picnic basket because he's like, I don't want you to be in the forest and not be able to like get your kink on. I'm like, good thinking. And so he made these like he found these clips. I've never seen them before, so I don't know sure where he found them, but he found these clips that had like teeth on them. And these bad, and then he put holes in them and then tied strings that I could adjust so I could tie them to the ceiling and I could tie them to the cross and I could tie them to implements and I could tie them everywhere. And then I could tighten them depending on what I wanted to have happen. And that these clamps, they're amazing because they don't fall off anybody's nipples. If they were to fall off somebody's nipples, the nipples come with it. And so, I mean, it's hardcore. It's very hardcore. And of course, he didn't foresee that maybe I might use those on him. Silly, silly, silly munchkin. Because what was the first thing I did? I'm like, ooh, let's test these out. But there's something so delicious. And I get it activates, there's this thing that it's like activates inside me, this maniacal, like as you can hear my joy and my voice. And if you happen to be watching me, you can see my facial expressions. That when I'm torturing somebody's nipple and then being able to have different clamps that I can put on them and the teasing of like how hard that's gonna feel and teasing them with like the more extreme clamps. And then there's this really interesting there's a psychological component because often people will perceive some of the lighter clamps to be really intense, and so they're like, oh, and then you put it on, they're like, oh, that's not too bad. Oh, I kind of like that. And so there's like this, I don't go full out right away. We got to like work them up. And then of course, as always, it's always about the psychological mind fuck is just as hot as the actual inflicting of torture. So clamps are a fantastic way. And I love all my clients who keep bringing me clamps. They're like, hey, let's try these ones. And then when they rig them up with by putting holes in them and rope on them, then they rig them up so that I can attach them to things. That makes me even more excited. So if you're like, okay, well, I'd really like to be on the receiving end of that. You know where to find me. Two, if you would like to see it in action, you can see how I love to torture nipples. It often shows up in pretty much everything I do when I'm in the session. If a client or my little subby is very nipple sensitive and likes to have, and they get a lot of arousal out of nipple pain, then they definitely every one of my scenes there should be some nipple action going on, to nipple tweaking, biting, flicking, clamping. Nipples, nipples, everywhere there's nipples. Right? So if you really want to see that in action, I definitely come visit me over at Loyal Fans, and then you can also see over on my BDSM membership site. There's also can see nipple play and all the clamps and all the different things and the safety and how to not take it too far and all of that kind of stuff. So definitely well worth going to both those places. My Loyal Fans, and Loyal Fans is Empress Gaia One. And my BDSM membership is under my empressgaia.com. You can find it in, it'll take you to where you need to go for that. Now, there's something to be said about having just visualize with me, okay? And if you're not a kinkster and you haven't been freaked out yet, you may get freaked out about the next thing I'm about to say. So this may, if you do, it's okay. You can leave. You can come back and listen to another episode. This might be a little too extreme for you, and that's okay. All right, but all of you kinksters who are like, oh yeah, tell me more. All right, so there's something incredibly hot, and it makes my clit throb and my pussy swell when I get to put those evil clips I was talking about on a nipples, and then tie it, especially when I'm fucking somebody in the on my swing, pegging somebody in my swing or fucking somebody in my swing, and then tying the clamps to the chain of the swing. So every time, every thrust, it's like it pulls on the nipples. And so it's like this, both this like excitement and thrill of for the person who's being on the receiving end of this beautiful, sexy, consensual torture. But then it's also visually super fucking hot. It's like you got somebody's nipples pulled, they're clamped, and now they're tied to chain, and now you're fucking them, and it's even more arousing. And of course, I always have a vibrator inside me. I'm fucking people because, like, why not? And so I'm having, it's super hot and sort of super orgasmic, and it's just like, oh my God, so good, so good. So that's one way that just, oh, it's getting hot in here. After this recording of this episode, I might have to go have some alone time or go find some nipples torture. Consensually, always. Ethically and consensually, always. Now, where was I? Oh, the other one. Oh my God. So fucking hot. And if you want to see it actually in action, like I said, go to Loyal Fans. And you can watch me actually do this. So one of my little subbies, and he's nipple slut, who's all about pain in the nipples and the nipple torture, and it's like it's his jam. And he's played with his nipples so much over the years that his nipples are almost as big as mine. Right. So he's a lot of fun, of course, for nipple play, because, I got lots to grab onto. And he has super sensitive and super pain tolerance all at the same time. So one of my wonderful sessions, I had him on the cross and not facing the cross, but facing away from. So his back was tied to the cross. And he's tied down. And then I have eyelets that hang from my ceiling. And those are like anchor points that my swing hooks into. And chain and all sorts of other fun things of extending, hanging things and people and people's parts from the ceiling. Of course, consensually, and everybody's still attached to their parts. I know that kind of sounds creepy. You don't want to sound like a serial killer because I'm not. So very important. I needed to explain that. So anyway, so he's, tied to the cross. His back is tied. His back is against the cross. His hands are behind his back and his legs are tied. His chest is tied. Everything's tied down. And I took my, the evil clamps, nipple clamps, as we call them, with the big teeth. And I clipped them to his nipples. And then I had chain hanging from the ceiling that was away from him. So there was, it was weighted. And so then I tied the nipple clamps to the chain. And because the chain was pulling away, it added more weight to the experience. And then I did some, good CBT, not just so you're not confused, not cognitive behavioral therapy, cock ball torture. Very important. I'm capable of doing both. Just so for clarity. And, and he was in ecstasy. He was just like in this incredible state of ecstasy that was amazing. And it was fucking hot. It was super hot. And, if you go watch the video, you see what happens. What happens when Empress is super turned on? Right. So to answer one of my subbies' question, why does nipple play and nipple torture excite me? I think that answers the question. I think you're all like, okay, Gaia definitely is into playing and torturing nipples. There's also something, and it's not just, like I said, it's not just, it's all nipples. I'm not nipples discerning. I'm a nipple slut. If you have nipples and let me play with them, we're going to be friends. And again, I think the other piece of that is that I like a lot of pain in my nipples, and it's probably one of the few places in my body that genuinely orgasms from the pain sensation in my nipples. The rest of my body likes pain. I can be quite the little pain slut myself when I'm on the receiving end of it. But it's like I have to work up to being turned on by the pain. Usually it's other parts of my body. It's the pain and then the intense pleasure that happens after the pain and the nerve endings. And there's this a dance that happens with it. But my nipples are like, no, bite it, pinch it, pull it, hurt it. And it's like, and that I think is another layer of why, like, I understand. So those pain nipple sluts that come and play with me, I understand why. I think it also turns me on beyond being a sadist, and the glee and the joy and the ecstasy in which that puts my little subbies in is that I understand it. I know what it feels like. I know how psychologically it's like, this should be really like, hell no, this is not okay. And yet, I know how super arousing it is for the little subby because I know how arousing it is for my nipples and the pain thresholds that happen and the orgasm that happens from pain, not from the pleasure and the pain, but from the pain itself. And so I think that's another component of why I love it so much is because I know how much that little subby is having is in ecstasy. And because I know what it feels like when I'm in that state, and it's just like ecstasy. There's like no way to explain it other than it's like, ah, and you're screaming in pain, but you're orgasming because of pain. And then your brain's like, what the fuck is wrong with you that you're having this pain orgasm and we shouldn't? And then you're like, but I am. And which again creates this internal conflict, which is also super hot and exciting because the body's like, I'm so confused right now. I have no idea between up and down, left and right. And that's also where a lot of epic sexual pleasure possibilities and pleasure states can come from, is the more we fry out our brain, so to speak, and the less that our brain can understand what's happening and why it's happening, the more we go into the body. And so that's also amazing that we turn. So again, it also helps us bring us to states of zen, subspace, all sorts of wonderful places of ecstatic possibilities. All right. So, like I said, if you have nipples and you'd like to have me play with them, you know where to find me, empressguide.com. If you want to see me, if you would like to be like, oh, I wonder how she does it, I go explore my loyal fans page and my videos. And you can see all about it. And if you're like, okay, no, I'm serious about wanting to know how and to learn how, then visit my membership and become a member so you can actually the logistical learning. So like my loyal fans page is the what happens after you've learned how to do it safely and what does it look like actually in action. So it's hot, it's sexy, it's entertaining, it's all, good content for you to spend some time having some good self-exploration time. Wink, wink. And my membership is more about, you can see it in action, but it's more clinic, not clinical, it's more educational. Which is also super sexy and super hot because the more we know about things, the sexier it is. But that's the place where you really want to drop into education and learning and doing it safely. And you can combine both and have the best of both worlds, which I'm all about having the best of everything. All right. Until next time, stay safe, stay curious. And the next time you go to the grocery store or any kind of, department store that has kitchen supplies, go look at the clamp sections. That's a really good place. The kitchen supply store is great for clamps. Your hardware store is also good for clamps, but those clamps are a little more hardcore. So I wouldn't start there. I would like start at the kitchen store versus the hardware store. All right, till next time. Bye-bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.